Okay, we have very abbreviated shir today because of the bris, so let's get started. Today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Tes Zayin. We left off at the Mishnah on daf Tes Vavam. There's just one quick ha'ara before we get to the Mishnah. We were discussing Chatzi Nezek yesterday, and we were discussing whether Palganiska Mamona or Palganiska Kenasa. So one of the things we said is that if Palganiska Kenasa, nevertheless, Itafas Lomafkinan Mine, if the guy goes and he grets, so since it's Knas, we no longer are Dandine Knasos, because you need Smicha to be Dandine Knasos, but Itafas Lomafkinan Mine, if the guy grabs the Knas that he's entitled to, we're not going to take it away from him. So Tosos has a Ha'ura, or a Chiddush rather, Tosos and the Bavan Tosos, some Rabbeinu Tam, Dafka Itafas Hamazik Atzma, Kugon Kelev or Ashunur Ka'amar, the Lomafkinan. It's only if he's Tofes, the actual mazik, the animal that actually does the damage. That's when we're not going to be mafkiyah from. That's when we're not going to take it away from him. Because that's a special clue the Chacham made, that if the animal does damage, that you're allowed to go and confiscate that animal on your own. You're allowed to take that animal away. But you can't just go confiscate anything. Because if you could just grab anything and they're not going to take it away from you, it will lead to terrible results. Yeah, every day you'll take something else, and you'll say, oh, I'm still taking it for the Palganiska. No one's going to take it away from you. Because we're not done. No one's keeping cheshbon of how much you took and how much the damage was, because this isn't done by Beis Din. This is being done all on your own. So you're going to end up collecting a lot more than the damages really were. So we're not going to allow you to take more than just the mazik itself. Okay, so we'll leave it at that. The rush is cholik. The rush holds that no, you could be toface up until the amount that's the palganiska that you're owed. So you could be toface that entire amount that you're owed. You don't have to only be toface from the mazik. So just in lamdus, some of the Acharim explain that the machlokas is how do we view the fact that we're not done dine knasos. Do we say we're not done dine knasos and therefore there's no chiyuv that exists? There's no chiyuv in the knas? Beis Din creates the chiyuv? Or there's a chiyuv which is not done on the chiyuv? Beis Din doesn't enforce the chiyuv. So if you say there's a chiyuv, it's just Beis Din doesn't enforce it, so it's mistava that you can take whatever you want. It doesn't have to be that you're taking the mazik. You should be able to take anything because the guy owes you money and you should be able to collect from anything that he has. But if there's no chiyuv bichlal, so it could just be a special takana de rabban and that to make you happy, that the Rabbanan said, okay, you can confiscate the mazik, but we can't allow you to confiscate anything else because there is no real chiyuv. So you're never going to get paid back. Okay, so you'll never get paid back. It doesn't matter. You're not really owed anything. You're not really owed any money. And that would be the view of Tosos. Okay, new Mishnah, bottom of Tesvav and Beis. Chamisha Tamin v'chamisha Muadin. There are five examples of Tamin and five examples of Muadin. So the Mishnah is going to give the list. Habehema einu Muadas. The following are not Muad. The following list are five things for which an animal is considered a tam when it starts out. Lo ligach, v'lo ligof, v'lo lishok, v'lo lirbots, v'lo livot. If an animal gores, if an animal pushes, if an animal bites, if an animal tramples, if an animal kicks, all of those things is considered a tam to do on the first three times it does it. So those are the five tamin. Now the five muadin. Hashein muadis la'echolos ha'ro'ila. Hashein is an automatic muad to eat that which is normal to eat. Haregel muadis lushpar b'derech hilucha. Regel is a muad to break as it's walking, to break something as it's walking. Vishar ha'muad, and you have an example of a shar ha'muad, which will explain what exactly that adds to the list. Vishar ha'mazik b'rishus ha'nizik, and a shar who damages in the rishus ha'nizik, in someone else's property. V'ha adam, and adam. Those are the five mu'adim. Now, the Gemara is going to explain them. Now, to conclude the Mishnah, there are other examples of animals that are always going to be muad, that there's no way out of the muad. Hazaeva, Ariva, Dova, Namar, Vabardus, Vanacha, Sharel Muadin. These inherently dangerous animals, the wolf, the lion, the bear, the leopard, What's the bridle again? I'm not sure. So all these are and the snake. All these are inherently dangerous animals that are all muad. Reb Lezer Amar Bizman Shein Bnei Tarbu Sein Muad. Reb Lezer says no, they're not always a muad. If you train them, if they're tamed, so then they're not going to be a muad. By Nachash Muad Liolam, but a snake is different. The snake is always going to be a muad, even if you tame it. It's there's no such thing as taming a snake. But Vaz explains the chiluk between a snake and the other animals is that the other animals, when they damage, it's because even a lion, when it rips you apart, it's because it's hungry. It's just that he doesn't hesitate to rip you apart when he's hungry. But if you teach the lion to eat in a more civilized way than to rip people apart, so he satisfies hunger in other ways, so he'll satisfy his hunger in other ways, and then he won't attack. The snake doesn't hurt you because he's hungry. The snake hurts you because he hurts you. That's what he does. He's because he's angry. He doesn't enjoy food. He doesn't get to taste food. That's part of his curse. So it's much more difficult or impossible to really train a snake, to tame a snake. There's a discussion why over here we assume the snake is the most dangerous. You know, when it comes to davening Shmon Esrei, if the snake comes and wraps itself around your ankle, so you're allowed to move to get the snake off, but you're not supposed to be mafsikin Shmon Esrei. Whereas if you see a shor that's about to gore you, so you could stop your Shmon Esrei entirely to get away from the shor. So it makes it sound in brachas that the snake is in fact less dangerous than the shor. So a number of different answers are given, whether the way the snake relates to a human being may be different than the way the snake relates to other animals. Over here we're talking about a snake and other animals, not a snake and a human being. It could be a chiluk between not how dangerous it is, but how much warning it gives you before it does something dangerous. The snake might give you a little bit of warning, and that's why there's no reason to stop your Shmon Esrei, whereas a shor will just start attacking out of nowhere, but the snake is still considered a more dangerous animal. Okay, all these different terutzim. If you look at Tosfos Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, it's a misplaced Tosfos, belongs over here, the bottom Tosfos Tezayin Amud Aleph, V'anachash Harel Muadim, Lav B'kol Inyani Hezuch Hashiv Muadim. It's not, all these things that we said, the lion and the bear and all these animals, it's not that they're muad to do anything. Each one is a muad to do what it does. Kigon shabaza ev v'taraf, ari v'daras, otaraf, taraf laniach. Like a wolf comes and it rips you apart, or a lion comes and pounces on you, or rips you apart in order to eat you later. Avol b'midi d'lav urche. But to do something that's unusual, kigon arisha taraf yachal, like we'll see soon, a lion to kill you and then eat you. V'chein shara zekos. And all other damages, that is not normal for these animals, they're not considered muad for that. For that, they only pay chatzin ezek. They're only a muad to do what they do. And even the things that they normally do, they're only going to pay nezek shalim in the chatzar nizek. But Rosh Hashanah is going to be pater because it's shein Rosh Hashanah. I mean, this is an example of shein. It's not even, these aren't even examples of keren. When these animals do this, because like we just said, they do it la na'asam, and it's totally normal. Karen is abnormal. You'll say, yeah, it's true, but we just said the lion it attacks because he's hungry. The lion attacks like Shane because it's hana'a, because he's hungry. What about the snake? How can you say that the snake is only going to be chayv and rishus and nizik because it's Shane? The snake doesn't get any hana'a. Like the Gemara in Taina says that the snake doesn't get any ana'a, mikol makom, kiven do orche bahachi havikma regel upater. So it's not shame, but it's at least regel. It's not keren either, because it's normal for it to do. One of the defining characteristics of keren is that it's abnormal. But the snake to bite is not abnormal, so it may not be. So while it may not be shame because it doesn't get hana, it's not Karen either. So what is it? It's regal upata brushus rabim vlavi kamo Karen basar di rafopi the miskavin lahazim with the chash of the gabi achrini. And how do I know it's not Karen? Because it's listed on this list together with the lion and the bear and everybody else. So we know that that's not Karen. So it can't be that it's Karen. It has to be that it's only going to be chayiv in the rishus hanizik, not in the rishus rabim. Okay, says the Gemara. From the fact that the Mishnah says, says that the shein is a muad to eat, so we assume that we must be talking about it in Rishos HaNizik, because that's where shein is going to be chayiv. V'katani, but yet we still say, behema ain't a muadas l'shalim kulei, avachatzi nezik m'shalemes, that a behema is not a muad to pay the whole thing. Sounds like it is a muad to pay chatzi nezek. So money, who is this assuming like? Rabbanan, we must be assuming like the Rabbanan. When we say behema, we refer to Keren. So Keren does pay chatzi nezek. We must be assuming, but we already established, we're talking about where are we in the Rosh HaNizik. So we must be assuming like the Rabbanan, Damri Mishuna Keren B'chatzar HaNizik chatzi nezek of the Mishalim, that Keren only pays chatzi nezek in the Rosh HaNizik. Right? I might have thought that it pays chatzi nezek in the Rosh HaRabim, but it goes into the Rosh HaNizik and damages, it should pay nezek shalem. We see our Mishnah's assuming no, that it even only pays chatzi nezek in the Rosh HaNizik. Ema Seifa, but then we have in the Seifa, Shara Muad, Vishara Mazik, Rosh HaNizik, Va'adam, we list off the Muadim and we say Shara Muad and Shara Mazik, Rosh HaNizik, and Adam, Aslan Rabbi Tavern, so we're talking about Muadim, meaning we're talking about paying nezek shalem. So that assumes we're going like Rabbi Tavern, Dom Rosh HaNizik, Rosh HaNizik, Nezek Shalem, Udim Shalem. That makes it sound like you pay nezek shalem in the Rosh HaNizik. So Reisha Rabban V'Sefer Rabbi Tarfon. Could that be that the Reisha is going like the Rabbanan, and the Sefer is going like Rabbi Tarfon? That the Reisha is assuming that in the Chatzar HaNizik the Keren would pay Chatzi Nezek, and the Sefer is assuming in the Chatzar HaNizik Keren would pay Nezek Shalem. So it's a stira. So the Gemara says, no, we have a simple answer. We're going to have a couple of answers, four answers. So five answers. So the Gemara says, answer number one, no, in. We can assume that Rachel's Rabban and Sefer Rabbi Tarfon. Darmalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinna Shmok Masnisim V'Tah Basrali, Rachel Rabban and Sefer Rabbi Tarfon. We know that Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, don't get so caught up in making everything perfect. If the Mishnah seems like it's saying that the Rachel's Rabban and the Sefer's Rabbi Tarfon, follow me, don't follow what your instinct is to make a Mishnah fit with one Shita, with one Tana. Follow what I'm telling you. Follow your gut that really it is saying something different, that it's the Reisha's Rabban and the Sefer's Rabbi Tarfon. That's in fact the Pshat. So that's answer number one. Answer number two, Rav Lazar Mishmei the Rav Amar Kula Rabbi Tarfon. Really, the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Tarfon. Reisha b'chatzim yuchedus l'peros l'echem mehen u'lezeh u'lezeh l'shvarim. The Reisha where we say that you pay chatzi nezek in the Rishos HaNizik is not talking about Stam or Rishos HaNizik. It's talking about a chatzer that one of them is allowed to bring peros to, they're both allowed to bring shvarim to. So that's why we assumed it was considered a Rishos HaNizik legabe shein. Because when it comes to shein, only one of them is allowed to have fruits there. So the legabe shein, avila chatzar nizik. When it comes to shein, it's considered the chatzar nizik. But it's not a pure chatzar nizik. Legabe keren, in regards to keren, since they're both allowed to have oxen there, havi Rishos Rabim. That's like a Rishos Rabim, because they're both entitled to bring oxen into that area. So therefore, it's not a stira at all. That's why you're going to pay chatzi nezek. It's a regular short time in Rosh HaRabim. We're not talking about a short time in Rosh HaNizik. It's only legabe shein is considered Rosh HaNizik because one of them is entitled to bring fruits there and one of them is not. Amar Rav Kahana, Amrisa L'Shmaita Kamedir Rav Zvid Minarda. I said this in front of Rav Zun Minardava Armeli, and he said, "Mi matzus mukmula kulak Rabbi Tarfon." How can you say that our Mishnah is going entirely like Rabbi Tarfon? Hakatani Hashem mu'edas lechalas haroyla. The Mishnah says that a shein is only mu'ed to eat that which is normal to eat. Roila in shein roila lo, meaning only things that are normal to eat, not things that are abnormal to eat. Vi Rabbi Tarfon am Mishuna Karen b'chatzin isn't going to shalom shalim. But if it's Rabbi Tarfon, doesn't Rabbi Tarfon say that Keren b'chatzar nizik pays nezek shalem? Meaning, if you're going to say that it's not mua to eat that which is abnormal, when it eats something that's abnormal, that's not shein. That's like Keren. That's something that's out of the ordinary. And so you're going to tell me, so on the one hand, the Mishnah says it's not mu'ad to do things that are out of the ordinary, meaning it would only pay chatzi nezek if it eats something that's out of the ordinary. But then you're going to tell me that that Mishuna Keren b'chatzar nizik, that it pays nezek shalem. That Keren and chatzar nizik, that which is out of the ordinary and the chatzar nizik, pays nezek shalem. So you can't say that Rabbi Tarfon is the author of the Mishnah. So rather than Gemara says Eliyolam Rabbanani, we have to assume that Rabbanan is the author of the Mishnah. V'chsur mechsur v'hachikatani, and the Mishnah is just, we have to add in a couple of words in the Mishnah, and then everything will be better. Meaning the stira between the Reisha and the Seifa won't be such a problem. We had a whole diuk from the Reisha that you pay chati nezek in the Rishos HaNizik. So no, you change around a few words and everything will fit. Chamisha tamim hein, tamim hein. There are five examples of a tam. Vim huadu chameshan muadan. And all five of them, if they become a muad, they become a muad, meaning they have an opportunity to become a muad. V'shein v'regel muadan mitchilasan. But there are certain things that don't go from being a tam to being a muad, but are a muad at the outset. And that's shein and regel. V'heichan hada'asan. Where are shein and regel considered to be a muad at the outset? V'chatzar ha'nizik. In the chatzar ha'nizik. In the nizik's property. If you look at Rashi, v'muadu chamishtan muadin, v'hainu d'ktani chamisha muadin. That's what we mean when we say chamisha muadin, that these five tamin can become muad. The subsequent list is not a list of muadin. This is the list of the same list. That's the list of tamin are also the list of muadin. V'adiktani ashein muadus lechav v'chulei lava minyana kai. And that which the Mishnah goes on to say that ashein is muad. That's not talking about the list of the five. Elachi kamar v'shein v'regel muadin mitchilasan. That's just telling me shein and regel are muad without going through a process of becoming a muad. V'adiktani v'sharam muad v'sharam mazik b'shus nizik. When we say sharam or sharam as b'shus nizik, what we mean to say is the hechan hadas and the shein v'regel b'shus nizik. We're not coming to add and talk about keren now. We're just saying the shein and regel that we mentioned before that are muadin mitchilasan. That's only in the b'shus nizik, and that way we don't have the stira because the whole diuk was from the seifa where we said sharam muad and sharam mazik b'shus nizik assumes like Rabbi Tarfon that a keren b'chatzar nizik pays nezik shalim. No, we're not talking about keren. When we say sharam mazik and b'rishus hanizik, we're going back on shein and regel. We're saying the case of shein and regel, where they're going to be more than mitchilasan, is b'rishus hanizik. That's all. So it's not a stira between the reisha and the seifa at all. Maskev la ravina hakatani lekaman sharam mazik b'rishus nizik heitzad. But later on, we're going to say, what's an example of Shar Mazik Rishus HaNizik? Right? The Mishnah is going to say, and Iyam Bishlama Ayriba Mishum Hachi Ktani Ketzad. Now, if you're going to say that we're already talking about a Keren Tam, so I understand very well that you'll tell me that the Mishnah later on will say Ketzad, meaning Ketzad implies that we've already been discussing the topic. Eli Iyam Lo Ayriba. But if we were never talking about a Keren Tam, if our Mishnah is only talking about Shein and Regel, so my ketzad, what's the ketzad? What do you mean ketzad? Ketzad implies that we were just talking about the topic. So Ella, we have to say another answer for our Mishnah to answer up the student in our Mishnah. Ella Maravina Chisuri Mechzra V'Hachi Ketani. This is the Mishnah is missing some words, and this is how you have to read it. Chamisha Tamim Hein V'Muadu Chamisha Muad. And there are five Tamin, and again, those same five Tamin, if they become Muad, they become Muadim, meaning if they do it multiple times, they become Muadim. So the Chamisha Muadim listed in the Mishnah again are not a separate list. It's the same list as the five Tamin. It's just that if they do it multiple times, they become Muad. V'Shein V'Regal Muadim Mitchilasan, and Shein V'Regal are Muad from the outset. Again, that's not Shein and Regel are not the list of the Chamisha Muadin. The Chamisha Muadin we already mentioned. Shein and Regel are just Muad. Vizehu Shara Muad. And that's the example of a Shara Muad. Meaning when we say Im Huadu Chamesh Muadin, that's a reference to the Shara Muad that's written in the Parsha. Kama Vishara Mazik Bershus Nizik Machlokas Rabitav Rabbanan. And here we add in, and a Shara Mazik Bershus Nizik. When it comes to Keren Tam in the Rishus Nizik, that's a Machlokas Rabitav and the Rabbanan. V'yesh modim achirim kayotze be'elu, and there are other modim also that are going to be chayiv nezik shalim. Hazaev ariva adova avados vanav vanachash, and that's how you read the Mishnah, and that way it poses no stira, and it doesn't cause a problem with the later Mishnah that's going to say ketzad, because we do mention the idea of keren tam, because we allude to the machlokas Rabbi Tafran and the Rabbanan already in this Mishnah. Tanya namihach, we have a brisa that supports this final answer. Chamisha tam hein v'imhuadu chamisha muadin. The brisa says there are five tam and they can become a muad by doing it multiple times. V'shein v'regel muadim t'chosm v'zeu shar muad. Shein and regel are muad at the outset, and that's the example of shar muad. V'shar mazik b'shus nizik machlokas Rabbi Tafran Rabbanan. So essentially the Bryson just says exactly the same thing as the way we read the Mishnah, word for word. Fine. Ika the Rambam la mirma. Some ask it as a kasha. Tana chamia as a stira. Tana chamisha tamim chamisha muadin. Vesu laka. How can you tell me there are only five tamim and five muadin? Are there no more? Vika, there are no more than five muadin. Vika ze'eva, ria, dova, namarva, bardusva, nachash. What about all these other muadim? These inherently dangerous animals. They're all muad. So Mashani, the Gemara answers, Amaravina chasur mechsavachi katani. The way to answer it is by saying, no, we read the Mishnah all wrong. Read the Mishnah the way we just suggested. Now, the way Ravina suggested, and this is the way to read the Mishnah. I'm not going to translate because it's the same thing again. Chamisha tamhein v'muadu chamishtan muadin v'shein v'regal muadim t'chlasan v'zeu shara muad v'sharamaz v'shus nizim v'chlok shabitav v'rabanan v'yesh muad v'achim k'yot z'be'elu ha'zei v'ari v'adova namar v'abadus v'anachash. Good, so that's exactly the way Ravina read the Mishnah. So we have it mentioned three times in the last 15 lines, exactly how Ravina read the Mishnah. So that's apparently the maskana, the proper way to read the Mishnah. Okay, then the Mishnah runs. Say v'lo lir votes. So we said it's not an animal is not a muad to be rovates to trample on something. So Amar Rav Elazar lo shanu el pachim gedolim. That's only true if it's trampling on large vessels. Av pachim ketanim, but small things or chehu. That's normal for the animal to trample on. It's fun to crush the pachim ketanim. The animal will often do that. Leim sayele abehem muadus lalech kedarka lishpar lemayachas adam esabehem vesakelim. So we have a raya from the fact that it says that a behem is a muad to go along its way and to break things. And to crush things and animals and kalim and all sorts of things on, that are in its path. So isn't that a raya that for pachim ketanim that it is a muad? Right, because our Mishnah also said that it's not a muad to be rovet, so it must be that there's such a chilik between ketanim and gedolim. So it says, well, no, dilmah min atzad. Maybe when we say it's a muad to crush things, we're not talking about when it tramples on things. We're talking about minatsad, that when it's walking along the side of the road and it's a narrow road, so sometimes something will get caught between the animal and the side wall of the road and will get crushed. That's what it's a muad to do. But maybe it's never a muad to trample on anything. So it's not necessarily a raya at all. Ikadam Yamar of Lazar, others have a version of the conversation that Rav Loza says, "Lo tem apachim gedolim hu delav orche, av apachim ketanim orche hu." Don't say that it's only by large vessels that it's not normal, but smaller vessels it is normal. Av fil apachim ketanim nami lav orche. It's not normal even for smaller vessels. Meisvei lemaichas adam esbeim veskelim. Aye, how can you say it's not normal for an animal to crush? Don't we have this other statement of Tanaim that it is normal for the animal to crush? And Rav Loza dil minatzad. No, it's normal to crush things minatzad, like we said before, when it's walking by. Things will get caught between the wall and the animal. Ika derami la mirma. Some ask it as a stira. Tanan lo lir votes. We say that it's not a muad to be rovates. Va'tanya lemaichas adam esabeim esakelim. But doesn't the brisa say that it is a muad to crush things? So I'm rabbeinu lo kasha. Kam b'pachim gedolim, kam b'pachim ketanim. No, the answer to the stira is difference between large vessels and small vessels. So it's one of the two. The difference is either between large vessels and small vessels, or between minatzad and directly walking on it. That's how we're going to answer the stira between our Mishnah and the brisa. Question is, meaning, but even if there is this, even if the answer to the steer is the chilik between walking and crushing on the side, still, there might be a chilik between large vessels and small vessels. We just won't have a proof for it. Has the Avari, so we listed all these animals that are inherently dangerous. So my bardalus, what is a bardalus? Right, so that's what I mentioned before. I wasn't sure what it was. I forgot the Gemara discusses it. So I'm Rav Yehuda Nafraza. A bardalus is a Nafraza. My Nafraza. Amar Rav Yosef Apa, it's a hyena, I believe, is the translation. So Meisfer, Remei, Romer, Afat, Savor, Rav Lozer, Romer, Afat, Nachash. But wait a second, could it mean an Apa? Could it mean a hyena? Doesn't Rav Meir add to the list of the Mishnah and say, no, even a Tzavua? And Rav Lozer add to the list of the Mishnah and say, even a Nachash? So Amar Rav Yosef, Tzavua, Zu, Apa. And Rav Yosef says, a Tzavua is an Apa. So if a Tzavua is an Apa, how could Rav Meir be adding to the list of the Mishnah by adding a hyena if a hyena is already a bardalus, where it's already listed? So Lokasha, Kamba Tzavua Zacha, Kamba Tzavua Nekeva, the difference between a male and a female. Titania Tzavua Zacha, Lacha Shav Shanim, Nasa Atleif. After 7 years, the Tzavua Zacha becomes an Atleif. Atleif Lacha Shav Shanim, Nasa Arpaid. After 7 years, becomes an Arpaid. Arpaid Lacha Zayin Shanim, Nasa Kimush. An Arpaid after 7 years becomes a Kimush. Kimush lachashav shalom nasa choach, choach lachashav shalom nasa shade. Fine. Shidur shaladim lachashet. Once we're talking about things that change after 7 years, shidur shaladim, this does not fit in the same pattern as the others. It's not like then it becomes the same, then the hyena turns into this, but it's just a new thing. Shidur shaladim lachashet v'shadim nasa nachash. The spine of a person after 7 years being buried in the ground will turn into a snake. V'hani mili delo kar b'modim. But that's only if a person was not korea b'modim. If a person bowed at modim, won't become a snake. Okay, obviously we don't have time to talk about it now, but there's what to say. Okay, Amar Mar, Rameir Omer Afa Tzavua. Rameir says Tzavua is also on the list. Rabbi Lozer Omer Afa Nachash, the snake is also on the list. Va'anan Tzan, Rabbi Lozer Omer B'zvan Shein B'nei Tar B'sein Mu'adim V'anachash Mu'ad Li'olam. Aye, but doesn't our Mishnah say that a snake is always gonna, when the animals are domesticated, they're not gonna be a Mu'ad, but a snake is gonna be Amul the Olam. So how can you say Af HaNachash? That implies that according to Reb Lazar, the others are Muadim. So Tani Nachash. So we say instead of saying Af HaNachash, just say Nachash. I mean, don't use the word Af, just say Nachash, and then it won't imply anything about what Rabbi Lazar holds. Amar Shmuel Arib Rishus Rabim Daras V'Yachal Pater. And a lion in Rishus Rabim, if it attacks, it doesn't kill. It just it doesn't kill you then eat, but it just attacks and eats something else. So that's going to be Pater, because if you look at Rashi, Dara Shelo Harga Elamechayim, it killed something that was, meaning it didn't kill Elamechayim Achla, it ate something that it was still alive. So that's Pater, Dorchehu. That's totally normal for a lion to do. Lion is hungry, lion eats what it sees. It doesn't kill and put away and put in the refrigerator. It just eats. It eats even when it's alive. Taraf Yachal Chayev, and because it does that, because that's normal, it's Shein, and Shein versus Ram is Pater, right? That's why you Pater. But Taraf Yachal Chayev, but if it rips apart the victim, and then it eats it after it kills it, then you're going to be Chayev, because that's abnormal, that's considered Karen. Daras Yachal Pater, Kivin Dorche the Midras, Havali Kamo Shachal Peres V'Yirakos, Havali Shein versus Ram Pater. So when it attacks while the victim is alive, so that's totally normal for the lion to do, and therefore it's going to be Pater. Because that's Shane Bereshus Harabim. Taraf Lavorchehu, but to first rip apart the victim and then eat it is totally abnormal. So the name of the Trefa Lavorchehu, really, for the animal to rip something apart and then eat it later is not, and then eat it after it kills it, is not normal. Vaksiv, Arye Taraf Bedeg Gorosav. So we see the lion does rip apart. It's normal for the animal to kill. So Gemara says no, b'shvil gorosav. It doesn't mean that it's going to. It's toref the victim. It means it's toref the gorosav is its children. It doesn't mean it's toref its children. It means it's toref for its children. So that's normal, but not that it's going to be toref the victim and then eat it. If it will be toref something and bring it back to its children, but that's normal because there's no other option. You can't bring it back alive to its children, so it will be toref something and then bring it back to its children. Umechanik lilavosav, and we said, and it's mechanik lilavosav, so doesn't that also imply that it rips apart the animal before it kills it, so before it eats it? So the Gemara says, no, b'shvil lavosav. Again, that's only when it's going to feed its cubs. It's going to feed its the young. The Mali Taraf Chorav. So again, Bishvil Chorav, and the hole where it keeps where it lives, or wherever it keeps all of its food. So again, it's normal to kill and to bring and to put away food for later. But whatever, when the animal's hungry, when the lion is hungry, wants to eat a meal right now, it's not going to kill and then eat. It will just eat. Uma onosav trefa bishvil maonosav. Again, it's bishvil maonosav. All these psukim that seem to indicate that the animal will kill and then eat is talking about killing in order to give someone else to eat. V'atanya v'chein chayes shenichsa l'chatzar nizik tarfa behema v'achla basar mishalim nezik shalim. But then we learn that a chaya that goes into the chatzar nizik rips apart a behema and eats it, and eats its meat, so it pays nezek shalem. So don't you see that that's normal, apparently, to kill it first and then eat it? No, in that case, the animal didn't kill it in order to eat it right now. It killed it in order to save it for later. That's normal. So essentially what we're saying is as follows. It's normal for a lion when it's hungry to just eat something, even if it's alive, to just attack and eat right away. It's normal for a lion to kill something if it's not hungry now but wants to eat later, to kill something now so that it will have the meat later. It's abnormal for a lion lion that's hungry right now to kill something and then eat it right now. It will just eat it, it won't kill it, and then eat it right now. So the example of the animal, the lion, killing something and leaving it for later is where it was tarfa lahaniach, because it wasn't hungry right now, it wanted to eat it later, and that's normal. I ha'achla katani, but it says it eats. So that sounds like it's not saving it for later. V'shinibul chaviachla, got hungry in the middle. It was killing to save it for later, but then the animal changed its mind. So when it killed, it was a totally normal way to kill. And then it changed its mind after it killed it and decided, why should I save this for dessert? I'll have it right now. Minoya dinan, how do you know what was going through the animal's mind, through the lion's mind when it ripped something apart? Va'od shmuel nami domahachiyu. And Shmuel has this chiddush that, no, nari that's daras perushos harabim, and Achal is pater tarav yachal chayev. How do you know when it's being taraf yachal, when it's being taraf yachal? Maybe when it's being taraf to save for later, and then it changes its mind to eat now. So I'm Rav Nachman Yisrael with Stad and Katani. This is how you have to say it. Shatarf alaniach, o darsav yachla, mishalem is nezek shalim. If it rips apart its victim in order to save it for later, or it's dores and eats it right now, then you pay nezek shalim. Ravina amar kikam shmuel ba'ari tarbus. That when Shmuel is talking, he's talking about a domesticated lion. Valibul Rav Elazar demalav orche. And we're assuming like Rav Elazar that this is that it's not normal. Ihach afilu darsan amil chayiv. But if that's the case, then even if it's dores, you should be chayiv, because then it's not going to be considered chain. It's going to be considered keren, and keren is going to be chayiv. Once you say it's lav orche, so you're defining it as keren. So Ella de Ravina lava Shmuel itmar Ella Masnisa. So Ravina's comment must have not been going on Shmuel; it was going on the Mishnah. Kitani Masnisa bari tarbus. When is the Mishnah talking about? It's talking about an ari tarbus. V'aliv de Rav Lazar dama lav orche. And we're assuming like Rav Lazar that it's not normal. Ihachi chatzi nezek bali l'shlumei. But again, if it's not normal, it's keren. You shouldn't pay nezek shalem when it goes and it damages. You should pay chatzi nezek. DEI, no, we're assuming it's a muad. Ihachi may hai the ktani lagabi told the shame, gabi told the keren by the misnia. But if we're talking about a muad of keren, so a keren that's a muad, so why do we mention it by a told of shame? We should mention it by a told of keren. So kasha, say nachinami, that's difficult. All right, we're going to have to stop for the bris, but Mirza Hashem, we will pick up for the Mishnah tomorrow. A lot of ground to cover tomorrow. Okay.